Okay. So have you ever been through one of those changes at work
Yeah.
that's just like a total disaster?
Oh, absolutely.
Where it's like someone just like threw a bunch of spaghetti at the wall to see what would stick.
Yeah, like every day feels like a fire drill.
It's like, why do we even bother?
Right.
And there's like no communication and no training.
Exactly. It's like they just expect everyone to adapt instantly.
And that's actually why we are diving into this case study today.
Oh, yeah. I was really interested in this one.
From the International Leadership Journal,
All
right?
right.
And this one is about real-world change management, or the lack thereof,
Right.
at this company called XYZ Corporation.
Yeah.
And what I thought was so fascinating about this particular study
Yeah.
was that it's not just like theoretical.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what actually happened at this company.
Totally. And this is like a real company
Yes,
with
with
real problems.
real people.
Yes.
And you know what's great about this one, too?
What's is that the authors are like the people you want writing about this?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Paul Thomason.
Okay.
You know, he actually led change management at Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Daphne Helkias.
Okay. She is.
So they know their stuff.
Oh, they really do?
They've been there.
Yes, they've seen it all.
So they paint this picture in the case study of XYZ Corporation, and they're growing super
Oh,
fast.
yeah, they're exploding.
Like so fast that their old ways of doing things are totally
Yeah, it's not working anymore.
not working.
Yeah.
And we're talking, their HR department went from like 65 employees to over 1,400
Oh, wow, that's massive
in
growth.
just a few years.
I can only imagine the
I
chaos.
know, right?
Wow.
And so you've got this HR department, and
Yeah.
they're having to implement all these new systems.
Right, because their old systems can't handle it.
Like everything's new, and
Yeah.
they're having to try to figure out how to get this done.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds like they were kind of figuring it out as they went along. Oh, so they're just making it up as they go.
Right. Not really the best approach for something as important as HR.
Especially when you're talking about this idea of absorptive capacity,
Yeah, that's a good one.
which I feel like most people haven't even heard of this term.
Probably not.
But it's basically like, how well can an organization actually
Right. It's not just about getting new information.
absorb new information?
It's about being able to actually use it,
Like,
put it into
so
practice.
it's like learning and then doing.
Exactly. And that's what was missing.
So in the case of XYZ's HR department,
Yeah. What happened?
what happened when that absorptive capacity just wasn't there?
Well, imagine you're an employee at XYZ, right?
Okay.
And you're just getting bombarded with all this new information, new systems, new processes. You're working with global teams,
Yeah.
but you're given no guidance on how to actually handle it all.
Oh, no.
It's like drinking from a fire hose.
And that's exactly what
What
happened.
did they find?
So they interviewed 30 HR leaders and surveyed 570 employees.
Okay, that's a pretty good sample size.
And what did they find out?
They were drowning.
Oh, really?
Basically, they were
Yeah.
overwhelmed, frustrated.
Yeah.
They felt like they were constantly playing catch up.
Because there was no
No guidance
training.
scheme. Yeah. And communication was a big issue, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People felt left in the dark.
So it's not enough to just like throw new stuff at people.
No, you have to bring them along with you,
Right.
help them understand why these changes are
You
happening.
have to make sure that they can actually like process it and use it. And the
Exactly.
thing is, XYZ realized this.
They did.
Yeah, they did. They had all this data, all these frustrated employees,
Yeah.
and they did something kind of radical.
What was that?
They actually admitted they had a problem.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
I know, right?
Because a lot of companies would just try to sweep that under the rug. So
Exactly.
they actually admitted there was a problem.
Yeah, they owned up to it.
Good for them.
And not only did they admit it, but they really tried to dig in and figure out why.
Okay, so they didn't just try to put a band-aid on it.
No, they were like, we need to actually understand this.
This is great because it sounds like they were really committed to finding a solution.
Right.
This wasn't just a PR move for them.
No, they wanted to fix it.
That's refreshing to hear.
So we've got this company
Yeah.
kind of in chaos.
Right.
Employees are frustrated,
Totally.
and leadership's like, oh, we messed up.
Yeah.
But then
But then they actually did something about it.
they did.
What? Yeah.
They
What
did.
did they do?
They didn't just like throw more money at the problem
Okay.
or like reorganize the HR department and call it a day.
Yeah, they didn't just slap a band-aid on it. So
Exactly.
what'd they do?
They took all that data.
Say from the interviews and the surveys?
Yeah, all those frustrated voices, and they like boiled it down to four key insights.
Oh.
And these insights are like,
What are the insights? The first one is all about making sure you're solving the right problem.
Okay.
Like they realized that they weren't just like tweaking things around the edges.
Oh, so it wasn't just like a quick fix.
No, this was like a full-on system overhaul.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they were like, we need to rethink how we do this whole change management thing.
So it's like stepping back and say,
exactly.
What is the actual problem here?
Are we even making the right changes?
Okay, so that's number one.
That's number one.
Make sure you're solving the right problem.
Yep.
What's number two?
All right, so number two is all about leadership buy-in.
Okay.
Remember how XYZ's leadership was like, yeah, we were kind of winging it?
Yeah, they admitted it.
They did.
Which is huge.
It is huge because it shows that they're willing to be held accountable.
Right, like they're not just going to...
Exactly. They were like, we messed up.
Yeah.
But they also realized that they had to like walk the walk.
Not just talk the talk.
Exactly.
So it's one thing to say,
right,
we support this change.
But you got to actually mean it.
You got to put your money where your mouth is.
And your time and your resources.
Okay, so that's two.
Two down, two to go.
Okay, what's number three?
So number three focuses on individual capacity.
Okay, what does that mean?
So that's the skills and knowledge people need to actually navigate change successfully.
Oh, okay.
Like, think about those employees at XYZ.
Right.
They were being asked to, like, bake a cake without any ingredients or a recipe.
That's a good analogy.
Right.
Yeah, like, how are you supposed to do your job?
Exactly.
If you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing.
And you don't have the tools to do it.
So it's about giving people the training and the support they need.
Exactly.
To be able to actually do their jobs.
Yeah, and not just like a one-time training.
Well,
like ongoing support.
Gotcha.
Mentorship, coaching.
Make them feel supported.
Exact.
So I like that one.
Yeah.
What's number four?
All right, last one. Yeah, this one's all about the what's in it for me factor.
Oh, the WIFM? Yeah, like, why should I care about this change?
Exactly.
I think that's a really important one.
It's huge.
Because if people don't see how the change benefits them personally,
they're going to be way less likely to get on board.
Yeah, they're going to resist it.
Exactly.
They're not going to be happy about it.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Like, you're asking them to do more work.
Yeah.
To change the way they've always done things.
Right.
So you got to give them a good reason why.
Okay, so at XYZ, how did they tap into that?
Well, they realized that professional development opportunities were a big motivator.
Oh, okay. Like the change management training.
Yeah, exactly. So people saw how developing these skills could benefit their careers in the long run.
So like, okay, if I learn how to do this, then I can maybe get promoted.
Exactly.
Or get a raise.
Or even just be better at my job.
Yeah.
Which everybody wants.
Okay, so they connected the dots to find the change.
Mm-hmm.
And how it would benefit the employees personally. So they figured out what they needed to do.
Right. They had their marching orders.
But did they actually do it?
That's the real test, isn't it?
Because anyone can have a plan.
Oh, totally.
But can you actually execute?
Exactly. And that's where XYZ really impressed me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They actually walk the walk.
So tell me more about that. What did that look like?
So remember how a lack of structure was a big problem for them?
Oh, yeah. It was like the Wild West over there.
Exactly. So they tackled that head on.
Okay. So
they created a centralized project portfolio.
Okay. So like a one-stop shop for all things change related.
Exactly. No more hunting down information or wondering who's responsible for what.
So they brought some order to the chaos.
Exactly. Made it super clear for everyone.
I like it. And what about that skills gap they found?
Oh, yeah. They addressed that, too.
What did they do?
Remember that training program we talked about?
Yeah.
They actually went for it.
No way.
Yep. Implemented a multi-tiered program, so different levels for different roles.
Okay. So not one size fits all.
Exactly. They knew people were starting from different places and needed different levels of support.
Makes sense. And did they do anything else?
Oh, yeah. They took it a step further. They created a whole change management community within the company.
Oh, wow. Like a support group for change.
Exactly. A place for people to share experiences, best practices.
Vent a little?
Exactly. Because change is hard, even when it's done well.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm guessing they made sure communication was top notch.
Oh, yeah. They implemented regular communication channels dedicated just to change updates.
So everyone knew what was going on.
Exactly. No more surprises.
So they centralized, they standardized, they trained, they communicated.
Yep, they covered all the bases.
Sounds like a winning formula to me.
It was. They really turned things around.
But how long did it take to see results?
It wasn't. Overnight change takes time.
Right, of course.
But the important thing is that they went from winging it to proactively managing change.
Which is huge.
It is. And it all started with listening to their employees.
And then taking action.
Exactly. They identified the root causes of their problems and actually addressed them.
Something we can all learn from.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into change management,
yeah,
I think it's important to remember those four key insights.
Definitely.
Make sure you're making the right change.
Right.
Make sure your leaders support it.
Absolutely.
Make sure your people have the skills to handle it.
Yes.
And make sure they understand why it's happening.
Oh, important.
And I want to leave our listeners with a little challenge this week.
Okay, I like it.
When you're faced with a change, big or small, ask yourself, does this change hold up against these 4 points?
I love it.
And if not, what can you do to make it better?
Those are fantastic questions.
Because change is inevitable.
Oh, it's the only constant, right?
But it doesn't have to be a disaster.
Exactly.
With the right approach, it can be a catalyst for growth and innovation. And on that note, thanks for joining us for another deep dive into the fascinating world of work. We'll see you next time.